الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم. To all our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani channel, let's listen to the virtues and blessings of Durood-e Pak. Yes, as we dedicate a segment only for the recitation of Durood, Salat and Salams upon the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For those who have just joined us via the social media, I'm speaking about the Facebook page and our YouTube channel. We say welcome to you as well. Please stay tuned with us from now till the end of today's episode and program and enjoy this. Please kindly share this as well with your friends and family members for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today we are going to be speaking about, inshallah Azza wa Jal, a parable from the Holy Quran Pak, and that is in relation to the most expensive cow. Yes, it is actually the first surah of the Holy Quran Pak after Surah Al-Fatiha. It is known as Surah Al-Baqarah. And what is mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak about this cow, or why is the surah named after this cow, is what exactly we are going to be speaking about. So to learn more about this parable of the Holy Quran Pak, stay tuned with us and listen to this beautiful hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in a hadith with regards to the virtues and blessings of reciting durood and salams upon him, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً, that the closest person to me on the day of judgment, on the day of Qiyamah, will be the one who would have recited the most amount of durood upon me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So here is an indication that the proximity and closeness of Rasul Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment shall be attained through the wasila, through the blessings and virtues of reciting durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us inshallah Azza wa Jalla, without any further delay, send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the poet Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has composed such a beautiful kalam. But we will add durood to this inshallah. Thereafter we will listen to some kalam, some naas inshallah. And we will then move to our discussion. And in between the program, we do have some Madani pearls that we would love to share with the viewers and listeners of Madani channel. So chale inshallah, let's engage in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala muhammadin, salli ala shafi'ina, صلي على محمد صلي على حبيبنا صلي على محمد پھر کے گلی گلی تبا ٹھوکر سب کی کھائے کیوں پھر کے گلی گلی تباہ ٹھوکر ایسا کھائے کیوں، دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جائے کیوں۔ صلی علی نبینا، صلی علی محمد، رخصت قافلہ کا شور غش سے ہمیں اٹھائے کیوں، رخصت قافلہ کا شور غش سے ہمیں اٹھائے کیوں، سوتے ہیں ان کے سائے میں کوئی ہمیں جگائے کیوں۔ پڑھیے صلی علی نبینا، صلی علی محمد، صلی علی شفیعنا، صلی علی محمد، صلی علی حبیبنا، صلی علی محمد۔ جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ، روز فضو کرے خدا، جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ، روز فضو کرے خدا، جس کو ہو درد کا مزا ناز دبا اٹھائے کیوں۔ پڑھیے صلی علی نبینا، صلی علی محمد، صلی علی شفیعنا، صلی علی محمد۔ وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا، وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو، وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا، وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو، جان ہے وہ جہان کی، جان ہے تو جہان ہے۔ صلی علی نبینا، صلی علی محمد، صلی علی حبیبنا، صلی علی محمد،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ۔ فور ناؤ وی آر گوئنگ ٹو بی لسننگ ٹو اے بیوٹیفل اینڈ امیزنگ کلام انشاء اللہ عز و جل، اینڈ وی وڈ ریکویسٹ آور ویورز انشاء اللہ عز و جل that yes, when we listen to these kalams and naats, we get closer to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, enjoy, and we would say that we should dive deep into the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the kalam that we will be listening to will be hai tere dar pe hazir hum inshallah, and through the blessings of this auspicious month, may Allah azza wa jalla take us to Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama, zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. Let us listen to this kalam, and when we are back, we are going to be speaking about the most costly cow which has been described and mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم، حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم، اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم، دیتی صدا یہ چشم نم دیتی ہے صدا یہ چشم نم
مولا
چہرے پہ گئے اشکو سے رقم ہر چہرے پہ گئے اشکو سے رقم
اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم
حاضر گئے تیرے دربار میں ہم حاضر گئے تیرے
مولا کرم اللہ کرم مولا کرم اللہ کرم
جن لوگوں پہ گئے انعام تیرا ان لوگوں میں لکھ دے نام میرا ان لوگوں میں لکھ دے نام میرا محشر میں میرا رگ جائے بھرم محشر میں میرا رگ جائے بھرم
اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم
حاضر گئے تیرے دربار میں ہم حاضر گئے تیرے دربار میں ہم
مولا کرم اللہ کرم مولا کرم اللہ کرم
ہر سال طلب فرما مجھ کو ہر سال یہ شگر دکھا مجھ کو ہر سال یہ شگر دکھا مجھ کو ہر سال کروں میں طواف حرم ہر سال کروں میں طواف حرم
اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم
حاضر گئے تیرے دربار میں ہم حاضر گئے تیرے دربار میں ہم
مولا کرم اللہ کرم مولا کرم اللہ کرم
میری آنے والی سب نسلیں تیرے گھر آئے تیرا در دیکھے تیرے گھر آئے تیرا در دیکھے اسباب غون کو ایسے بہم اسباب غون کو ایسے بہم
اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم
حاضر گئے تیرے دربار میں ہم حاضر گئے تیرے دربار میں ہم
مولا کرم اللہ کرم مولا کرم اللہ کرم
اس ورد میں عمر کٹے ساری ہونٹوں پہ سبھی ہی رہے جاری ہونٹوں پہ سبھی ہی رہے جاری اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم
اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ
حاضر تیرے دربار میں، ہم حاضر تیرے دربار میں ہم،
اللہ
چشم نم دیتی گے صدا یہ چشم نم،
اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم،
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us move towards our discussion. As we had mentioned earlier, that we are going to be speaking about an amazing parable in the Holy Quran Pak. Firstly, this is the longest surah of the Holy Quran Pak, known as Suratul Baqarah. And what is the reason behind the surah to be named after a cow? The reason for this is, as the scholars of Islam have written in the tafsir of the Holy Quran Pak, to say in the commentary of the surah, subhanallah, that the story is that there was a very pious man from the Bani Israel. Subhanallah, this person here had a young son and a single calf. Besides this, he had nothing else. When he was about to leave this world, he goes to a bush and he supplicates in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this way. He says, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, this is the only thing I have in my possession. I leave this under your protection for my only son. By the passage of time, it has been mentioned that this calf grew into a cow, whereas the young boy grew into a righteous man. He was a very devoted person. It has been mentioned that he even had divided his night into three parts. In one part of the night, he would rest. In the other part of the night, he would worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. And in the third part of the night, he would serve his mother. Aside from this, it has been mentioned that this young man who grew into a righteous man, and remember, he was the son of that person who had left the calf in the bushes under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This person would go to the jungles and to the bushes, and he would fetch wood and sell that to earn and make a livelihood in the world. Aside from that, whatever earnings he would earn from that, he would divide that as well into three parts. One third of his wealth he would spend as sadaqah and charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One third of his wealth he would spend upon his own needs, his necessities. And one third of his wealth he would spend on his honorable mother. Allahu Akbar. He was spending a very devoted life, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla, an obedient boy. So one day his mother said to him, Beta, oh my dear son, do you know your father had left a calf when he was a little child under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So go to a certain place, go to a certain area, and there you should subvert and supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this way by saying, oh, the Rabb and the creator of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail and Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, return me that cow which my father had left under your protection. In this way, you should supplicate and see the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nonetheless, he goes towards the place described by his mother. And when he goes there, he supplicates in the very same manner as his mother had taught him. And within no time, a cow then suddenly came running towards him. And remember, his mother had even described to him by saying that, dear son, it had a very unique color. It seems as if the rays of the sun were emitting from it. Allahu Akbar. So she described the cow, and when this cow came towards him, he then realized that, yes, this is the same cow that my mother had spoken about and informed me about. So nonetheless, hearing this, when he fetched the cow, he found this cow, he brought it back to his mother. The next thing from here is that she says, now son, do me a favor. Take this cow and go to the marketplace and sell this cow for 3 dinars. But before you sell this cow, you should consult with me. If anyone gives lesser or more than this, you should consult with me. He says, yes, Ammijan, no problem. I will do exactly as you say. This young man with this passion, he goes to the marketplace with this magnificent and unique cow. And then when he takes it to the marketplace, and The ulama and scholars have also written that in those days, the price of a cow was around 3 dinars. So a person came to him who was actually an angel of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He wasn't any human being. So when he asked for the price of this cow, this young man said, well, this is 3 dinars I'm selling this for. So he mentioned, I shall give you more than 3 dinars if you sell me this cow. Then he says, well, I would not sell this without consulting with my mother. So he goes back to his home. He meets his mother. Then he says, Ammi Jaan, today I met a person who was ready to give me double the amount for this cow. And the condition that he put was that I should not consult with you, Ammi Jaan. What do you have to say about this? So she said, son, it doesn't seem as if this person is a human being. Perhaps he could be an angel of Allah Azza wa Jal. So do this. Find him, consult with him and ask him, should we even sell this cow or should we not sell this cow? He goes back. And this angel of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the form of a human being then advises this young man, this passionate man, this devoted individual and says to him that, listen, the mashwara that you have asked for is this, that you should not sell this cow. It will be better for you. Until a time will come, some people from the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, some people from his nation will come to you and they will ask you to sell them this cow. And the price that you will set for this cow will be equivalent to the amount of gold that could fit in the hide of this cow. This is what you should demand for, and this is exactly what they will give you as well. Allahu Akbar. So in those days, what happened was that a very prominent businessman, a very rich person in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from Bani Israel, there was a person who was murdered, and his paternal cousins had killed him. His own uncle's children had killed him. So when this had happened, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allahu Akbar, there was a huge search out for the murderers of this businessman. It was a huge commotion in the town, in the city, and people were in search for who had murdered this person by the name of Amil. When they could not find the murderers after such thorough search, they then went back into the court of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that we require help from you. We are in search for the murderers of Amil, and there's a huge commotion in the city and town, but we are unable to find the murderers. So what is your mashwara? What should we do in order to find the murderers of Amil? Dear viewers of Madini Channel, Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then said to the people who were searching for the murderers of Amil that if you require to find who has murdered him, then this is the way. Slaughter a cow, sacrifice a cow, and thereafter take the tongue or the bone of the tail of the cow and hit it on the murdered person, and he will resurrect by the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and even mention the name of his murderer. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, do you know the entire story has been documented and mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak? Allah Azza wa Jalla had described the story. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, now what happens is that they began to have an argument with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. A discussion had then erupted. The question now became, okay, so if you demand or if you say that we should slaughter a cow and take the tongue or the bone of the tail of this cow and hit it on Amil who has died, so what is the age of the cow? What should the color of this cow be? When they began this discussion and argument with the size and color and so on and so forth, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then had given them a description after he had received wahi from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the entire color was mentioned. This is how it should look and this is how it should be. Allahu Akbar. They reached by this boy, and when they seen the color of the cow and the size of the cow, they instantly had then known that this is exactly that cow that we are in search for. And they asked this young man, now can you please tell us what is the price of this cow? Are you even selling it? And he says, yes, I am selling this cow. But remember, the price of this cow that you are in search for is actually gold to the amount that could fit in the hide of this cow. Gold to that amount that could fit in the hide of this cow. And since he had demanded so much of gold, and those people were rich people, for they were in search for the murderers of Amil, they without any hesitation had given this young man so much of gold that could fit in the hide of this cow. Allahu Akbar. Then when they had slaughtered the cow and taken the tongue or the bone of the tail of the particular cow and detached it on Amil who had died, by the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, as per the teachings of the Quran, he had resurrected from the dead, and then he even mentioned the name of his murderer. Allahu Akbar. He even said that my murderers are the two sons of my uncle, my paternal uncle. Allahu Akbar. So those people then went, the authorities went forward and captured those two young men who had murdered Amil. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is such an amazing parable in the Holy Quran Park, Allahu Akbar, that Allah Azza wa Jalla had described this parable in these words. I will give you the translation, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, and listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to this discussion. For I had only mentioned to you the summary of this waqi'ah and story. But if you have to read the translation of the story of the Holy Quran Park, it goes as this. When Musa said to his people, Allah commands you to sacrifice a cow, they said, are you making fun of us? Allahu Akbar. He answered, I seek refuge in Allah from being among the ignorant ones. They said, pray to your Lord that he may describe the cow to us. Allahu Akbar. Said Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that it is a cow neither old nor very young, but in between. Now since they are the ones who had continued with the discussion, they are the ones who began asking questions with relation to the age and size and color of the cow. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla reveals to them that the cow should neither be old nor very young, but in between. So do what you are commanded. They said, pray to your Lord. Once again, for the second time, he may reveal its color to us. When there was no need to ask these questions, they began to ask furthermore questions. Pray to us, or pray to your Lord to ask him as to now, if he told us it should be in between, not very old, not very young, then what should the color be like? So wahi was revealed, revelation came upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jalla used to communicate with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So when they asked for its color, he says it should be yellow. The color of the cow should be yellow, bright in color, pleasing to the beholders. Allahu Akbar. They again said for the third time, pray to your Lord that he may clearly describe the cow to us. Allahu Akbar. Indeed, all cows look alike to us. We look at the cows and they all look the same to us. So ask you Allah Azza wa Jalla to furthermore describe this cow to us. When they ask for this, indeed all cows look alike to us. And if Allah wills, he will attain guidance, said Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, she is a cow not made to work. Allahu Akbar. No for watering the fields, flawless and spotless. This is the description of this cow. From the size, to the age, to the color, and to furthermore description about this cow. It's flawless and spotless. It is yellow. Allahu Akbar. And it does not soften the ground, nor does it water, and it doesn't water the fields, so on and so forth. You have now conveyed the proper fact about this cow, they said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But they seemed not to be sacrificing it with sincerity. And remember, when you murdered a man, and when therefore accusing each other concerning it, when they were putting the blame on each other that you have committed this murder, or you may have committed this murder, or you may have committed this murder, when this confusion and argument erupted amongst them, Allahu Akbar, Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted to expose what you were hiding. We therefore said, strike the dead man with a part of the sacrificed cow. This is how Allah Azza wa Jalla will bring the dead to life, and he shows you his signs so that you may understand. Allahu Akbar. So this was few verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, from verse number 67 to verse number 73, described in Surah Al-Baqarah with relation to the cow. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have come to know many morals and lessons and words of advice from this parable of the Holy Quran Park. Now let's extract the lessons that we learn from this beautiful story of the Holy Quran Park. And this is the way of a Muslim, that of course Quran is the book of guidance, and these stories and qisas and parables are not just mentioned there, rather they are ibrat, they are lessons and they are morals that we may extract to implement in our lives, and surely this will better our spiritual life and physical life as well, inshallah azza wa jalla. Now listen what the scholars have mentioned, that the possession left over by the holy bondsman of Allah azza wa jalla carry a lot of blessings. So you see, a pious man who was a worshipper and he was a very devoted person, look at his tawakkul and his trust, what he places in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He left this under the protection of Allah azza wa jalla. And that which is left under the protection of Allah azza wa jalla has immense blessings. Subhanallah. Aside from that, we learn that the pious bondsman of Allah azza wa jalla would always leave some heritage for their family members. Never ever leave them stranded. Never ever leave them in such a way they will then have to raise and stretch their hands before other people. If you could leave something for your family, this will benefit them after you pass on and leave from this dunya. Scholars of Islam have also written and said that Allah provides sustenance in abundance from the unseen sources to those who are obedient and serve their parents. Like this young man, Allahu Akbar. As you've seen that even when he would make an earning from selling woods in the marketplace, he would divide his wealth into three parts, one third upon himself, on his own personal necessities, and then giving charity in the path of Allah. And he will dedicate a portion of his wealth to spend on his beloved mother. This is a very beautiful lesson. For he had done this for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the blessings of this were such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with so much of wealth, Allahu Akbar, that he himself could not even imagine. This was that price of the cow deer. He was, imagine, gold equivalent to the amount that could fit in the hide of this cow was given to him. Whereas he could have sold that cow for 3 dinars or maybe 6 dinars. But because there was a condition with regards to this, that I would not sell this cow, no matter what price you pay to me, without consulting with my mother. Since I had made a firm promise to my mother that I will consult with her, thus I would only consult with her and then sell this to you. So we learn from this parable ki aise kai cheeze hoti hain ki hum apne maa baap ko baghair batae hue bade bade faisle kar liya karte hain. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah. Look at the blessings of wealth. Look at the blessings of making mashwara and consulting with your parents. For such people that buy and purchase homes and vehicles and get married and they plan their future plannings and they lie for the future without even telling their mother a single word or their father anything at all. And they would make big decisions. And when the plan does not go according to as they had planned it, jab masala hota hai, jab bade musibat sar pe jab girte hain, then they would go back to their parents and ask for help when it's too late. Allahu Akbar. This should not be the style of a believer. Rather, learn from the waqi'ah and story of the Holy Quran that this young man was receiving double the amount for the cow, but he said that I would not sell this without consulting my mother. Without consulting with my mother, and only when she says so, then I will sell this to you. No matter what price you give this, no matter what price you give me. And the outcome of that blessing was such that he received gold equivalent to the amount that could fit in the hide of that cow. As we also mentioned, and I still want to enhance a little more, dear viewers of Madani channel, that this is called tawakkul, this is called trust and reliance in Allah Azza wa Jal. As He Azza wa Jalla has also mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. For those who place their trust and reliance in Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for them. Allahu Akbar. And he left this under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And look at the tawakkul of the father and mother. That the mother then says, go and supplicate in this manner. Oh the Rabb, oh the Lord of Ibrahim, Ismail and Ishaq, return that which my father had left under your protection. What level of tawakkul this is, dear viewers of Madani channel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed them the fruit of their tawakkul by returning that cow in a magnificent, beautiful way. And they even got so much of money for it in the form of gold, dear viewers of Madani channel. This is something that we all lack. Somewhere down the line, we don't have this conviction, this tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and trust in many other things as well. But those who trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are very fortunate individuals in this world, in the grave, as well as in the hereafter. There are such amazing parables, dear viewers of Madini channel, about trust and about tawakkul. Allahu Akbar. And scholars have mentioned beautiful parables. However, that's not our discussion, but from this parable we learn the aspect and the importance of placing one's trust and reliance in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers of Madini channel, let's go further, subhanAllah. Argumentation and debate in commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla brings afflictions. Remember this. For the ulama and the scholars have said, the Bani Israel were ordered to slaughter a cow. They could have slaughtered any cow in that area, but it was a general command. Go and slaughter a cow, take the tongue and tail, tongue or tail, of that animal and touch it on the dead person and he will resurrect and tell you who is his murderer. But they had commenced and they had initiated this argument. Okay, so tell us about the size, tell us about the color, please further describe to us what or how should this cow be. When Allah Azza wa Jalla generally had told them, slaughter a cow, they are the ones who had initiated this argument. And when you do so by initiating an argument, and asking so many questions, and Allah Azza wa Jalla had made it in such a way for them that they had to then pay, Allahu Akbar, gold, so much of gold that could fit in the hide of that cow. So the scholars of Islam have mentioned it became very difficult for them as they had slaughtered such a specific cow that was very unique. That's why they had to pay such a huge price, because of asking questions. Had they not asked these questions, they could have slaughtered any cow and done this, and then too that murderer would have resurrected, because it was the command of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, if you do this, this will happen. But no, they wanted to ask more questions, and by asking questions they actually made it more difficult for themselves. Another Madani pearl is that the one who gives his wealth under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal, he Azza wa Jalla protects it and bestows endless blessings in it. Whatever wealth you leave behind, your niyat should be, ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, you should keep this under your protection and bless this or grant this to my awlad, to my offspring, to my children. Anything that you leave for the sake of safety as well, you should always make this niyyah. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I leave this under your protection. If your tawakkul is strong and your trust is strong, inshallah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find blessings in that as well. Not only protection, you will find rahmah and blessings in that wealth of yours. Furthermore, the one who leaves his king flock under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal, he Azza wa Jalla nourishes them in such a way that is beyond one's expectation. Just as this calf, whoever thought this calf will grow into a magnificent cow one day. By the passage of time, as the young man became a young boy, he became a good devoted person. Likewise, the calf that was left under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jalla turned out to become a magnificent cow. Subhanallah, we also come to know that the animal used for ritual sacrifice should be beautiful, perfect, and precious. Allahu Akbar. So we learn, dear viewers of Madini channel, whenever it comes to sacrificing in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always present that which is best to you. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran Pak, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allahu Akbar. The summary of this ayah is that one can never attain success, one can never attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, one can never attain the nearness and proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he does not sacrifice that in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla which is most beloved to him. Allahu Akbar. In these days, that which is beloved to us is with us, and that which has no value is what we give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if this is the attitude, or if this is the nature of a person, then he would never attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We end on this note, dear viewers. We thank the viewers of Madini channel for being with us today and watching this program for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we hope that you will share this as well. Tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow we will be back with another amazing episode. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah, Allah.